This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate returns today from summer recess. The House reconvenes tomorrow. One top priority for both chambers is to finish reconciling the differing Medicare prescription drug bills they passed in June. Republicans hope to deliver on an issue Democrats have owned for years. But as the elderly learn more details about the two bills, they're wondering whether the proposed benefits outweigh the costs. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
August is traditionally the month when lawmakers go home to find out what's on their constituents' minds. And this August, the hot topic was Medicare. Dozens of lawmakers held meetings on Medicare, and reports suggest just about every one of them got an earful from seniors angry about skyrocketing drug costs. At Leisure World, an affluent retirement community north of Washington, D.C., so many seniors turned out for a meeting with Maryland Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski that her staff had to go find more chairs.
Oh, all the chairs filled before I start. Where is there an empty chair? Could somebody wave a hand?
Mikulski voted for the bill that passed the Senate. Like the House passed bill, it would provide a small drug benefit to all 41 million Medicare beneficiaries, with more help for those with very low incomes or very high drug costs. But the more than 300 seniors who packed the Leisure World ballroom seemed less enthusiastic. They booed outright when she explained the benefit under either version of the Medicare bill wouldn't start for nearly 3 years.
You said 2006. You know, most of us don't even buy green bananas.
Leisure World resident Belle Dreyfus said the Senate bill might be acceptable, but she wouldn't support the House version, which includes controversial provisions aimed at boosting competition between government-run Medicare and private health plans.
I'm worried about what happens when they go to conference, because I don't think it's going to come out very well.
After the meeting, Mikulski admitted that even the plan she prefers isn't mustering much enthusiasm.
The seniors are tepid because they're concerned about it when it goes into effect, and they're worried that it's too little, too late.
Kaiser Family Foundation President Drew Altman says he's not surprised by the doubt seniors are expressing.
Rightly or wrongly, there's a very big expectations gap between what the legislation in any version will do and what seniors are expecting it to do. They simply were expecting a more generous drug benefit than is likely to emerge from a Congress that has only so much money to play with.
Altman, whose organization has conducted polls and focus groups on the issue this year, says a fundamental problem is that lawmakers have promised more than they can deliver with the $400 billion they've set aside over the next 10 years for the effort. That figure is less than a quarter of the $1.8 trillion worth of drugs Medicare beneficiaries are expected to consume during that time. But an even bigger problem is the ideological split between the House and Senate. The House bill puts more emphasis on private plan participation in Medicare, says Altman, while the Senate bill relies more on maintaining a strong government role.
And that's why compromise will be very difficult to reach. Because when you're fighting about money, for example, or other details, it's easier to fashion a compromise than when you're fighting about ideology.
While lawmakers were home, they left their staffs behind to continue working towards a compromise. Some progress was apparently made, but last week the top Senate negotiator, Iowa's Charles Grassley, pulled his staff from the meetings. Grassley is protesting what he says is a lack of attention to rural health issues, something that could further complicate the already delicate negotiations. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.